The bento box might take on the lunchroom just as it does every day in Japan. Now, if you've not seen a bento in action, it's like a Christmas present. You open this lovely box and there are compartments, and each holds a different colorful food, framing it, making it look special. Now, instead of a lunchbox or the cafeteria, our guest, Japanese Food Authority Deborah Samuels, says, join forces with your kids and make your own bentos. Now, she lived in Japan, and she raised her kids on bento boxes. Her book is My Japanese Table, A Lifetime of Cooking with Friends and Family. Deborah, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
So these are the bentos, right?
Yes, the bento is inside, and I loved your description of it being like a Christmas present. Think about having a Christmas present every single day for lunch. I have the lunch that I used to make for my son, Brad, when we lived in Japan. He went to a Japanese elementary school, and I needed to send him to school with lunch. And on his first day, he went with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, carrot sticks, a cookie, just like any good American mom would send.
Right.
And he came home crying that my lunch isn't cute.
And
cute. The lunch had to be cute. I didn't know what's cute. At which point, I needed to learn how to make lunch Japanese style, obento. And I went out and bought a book called 100 Ways to Make Obento. And my son Brad and I worked our way through the book for the entire year. And I brought his bento with me. If you'd like to open it,
which one is the?
It's in a little yellow bag.
Oh, here it is.
And
I've got it. Yeah.
Moms every day make their children lunches. And it's not considered an onerous task. It's considered part of their job. And the job of the mother is to make a nutritious lunch that looks attractive. And the child's job is to eat it all up. And when you open the box, you tell me what you think. What are you
seeing? Well, the box, first of all, looks like the back of a Volkswagen.
Exactly.
It's aquamarine blue. It's plastic. It has, oh, I see. This is a compartment for chopsticks. On the top.
Yes.
It's plastic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. What you've done here is there's little bits of broccoli,
mm-hmm,
that are around chunks of yellow and white cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little tag in here with little wieners that says good luck.
Uh-huh.
There's raw vegetables that are cut in very fancy shapes. There's a big wedge of apple.
Cut into what shape?
It looks like the shape of a snail.
A bunny.
A bunny. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
It's an apple bunny. That is the ubiquitous apple bunny in every Japanese child lunchbox. And that's what moms learn how to do.
And then there's a tomato, a small tomato with a cap on it. You've hollowed it out and put tuna salad in.
Uh-huh.
There's a wrap sandwich that's cut. How long does it take you to do this?
Well, that's a very good question, because if you prepare ahead of time, basically what you're doing is an assembly project. Bento is all about preparation and good leftovers. So I did prepare things the night before or several days before, and then you're just kind of like picking and choosing what you want to have in there. And presentation is really very important.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether it's for a 5-year-old or for a 50-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot about the looks. Japanese eat with their eyes first. And actually, so do we as well. The other thing is that there's no plastic wrap. There's no bags to throw away.
This is
your original green lunch.
It's interesting.
And so that is really a big part of it as well. It's called Eko Lunch in Japan. And that's something else that's highly prized. The concept behind obento, as in most Japanese food, has to do with balance and the balance of colors. They have the concept of 5 different colors: red, white, black, yellow, and green. And if you have those 5 colors in any meal,
uh-huh,
you've got a balanced meal. And at first I was concerned, am I going to be able to make something different every day for my child?
Mm-hmm.
But my son Brad really got into it, and I took on the values that were transmitted in this box. I kind of look at it as Japanese culture in a box.
Yeah.
I learned aesthetics. I learned that aesthetics were important. I learned about balance. And I learned about sort of the give and take from the receiver and the giver. It's a very it's a cooperative relationship here. Mm-hmm. I used to think Japanese women were crazy for spending the amount of time that they did on lunchboxes and creating these things. But the children eat it all up and they remember. Any Japanese person, an adult, they remember their mother's bento boxes with a lot of fondness.
Deborah, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Deborah Samuels has a chapter on bento boxes in her book, My Japanese Table. Her recipe for chicken teriyaki meatballs is, you know where, it's on the website, splendidtable.org.